None but the hungry heart. 10:25. Side effects. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shone in our hearts. 2 Corinthians 4:6a. The Father tolerates our side of things until we learn to value his side of things. Make your Father's side of things your interest and concern, and your side will be fully ensured. But turn your eye to your own side, and with much apparent effort and work, you will look for much and bring in little. This explains the small progress in many souls in this day, notwithstanding the amount of truth and light they have received. Oh, may the Lord Jesus in his word be more simply the object of our hearts in this evil day. Love really does not think of anyone but its object until it is quite sure of its place with him. And then, when at rest about itself, it studies the mind and heart of the object. I find that the Lord Jesus loved me and gave himself for me when I was in a most unattractive state. But he makes me suitable to himself, and I am so assured of the permanency of his love and of my association with him that my heart is free to study him. The more I am in his company, the more I grow in the characteristics which answer to his mind and nature. All here comes to me from one spring, and that source is the heart of my Father. You must connect your heart with the love, and not with the benefit, otherwise you are not yet established. I am not only clear of everything that was against me, but I am brought into a new kind of love, the love of the Father. It is not merely his gifts, his power, his greatness, but it is the knowledge of what he is in himself to me. The law demands, love God. Grace declares, God so loved. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6b.